A good morning to everyone. A Chodesh Tov. Because today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, I wanted to share with you what I believe is, I'd say, a built-in tension that every Jew has between a high and what I would call living normally every single day. Between feeling elevated versus my normal, usual habit. This morning, in laning, we laned two aspects of Parshas Pinchas. We laned about the korbanot that used to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the sacrifices that were sacrificed on various days. And what did we read about? You can divide the laning into two. If you had to divide the laning into two this morning, how would you divide it?
For Rosh Chodesh.
There was a Rosh Chodesh part. When is the Rosh Chodesh Musaf brought? The added sacrifice, as the name Musaf connotes.
When is it brought?
Yeah, when is it brought? And that's not a trick question.
Later in the day?
Later in the day. Which day of the year?
The Musaf?
When is it brought? On Rosh Chodesh. Correct. It's brought once a month on Rosh Chodesh. But we had another aspect of laning. What was the second aspect of laning? Et korbani lachmi liyishai reach nichochit ishmeru la'akliv li b'mo'ado et ha'keves echat ha'aseh v'boker v'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim. What is all that talking about? The regular korban called
Tamid.
The korban tamid is brought when?
Every day.
As a matter of fact, not only is it brought every day, but there's a mitzvah da'aseh, a positive commandment in the Torah, that the korban tamid should open the day in the Beit HaMikdash, and the afternoon one should close the day. That's what we say in the morning in korbanot, and if you don't say it, you better start saying it. Aleha hashlem kol korbanot kulam, that there's a mitzvah da'aseh, a positive commandment called hashlama. Hashlama means that the korban tamid of ben arbaim, the korban tamid of mincha, should be brought, the last korban brought during the day. So you open the day with the korban tamid of the morning, then people bring their own sacrifices for various reasons, and if it's Rosh Chodesh, you even bring the musaf, and you close the day with the ben arbaim, with the korban tamid of ben arbaim, and ultimately it's sandwiched between the two. Right? So you can divide the lading into two. You have the korbanot brought every single day. Let's add in Shabbos brought every single week. And you have the Rosh Chodesh, which is brought once a month. If my humble opinion, that's the way we can divide up Jewish life. We have every single week, that's a regular week, with Shabbos at the end. And here and there we have highs. What are the highs of the year, the elevated times of the year?
Chagim.
And Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, the corollary of it is the mournful fast days and whatnot. That's basically the Jewish year. You have a regular week with Shabbos at the end, and then you have sometimes highs, so you can have a regular week. And then when Pesach comes, all of a sudden on a Thursday, you stop everything, and all of a sudden a regular Friday turns into Shvi'i Shel Pesach, or a regular Sunday turns into Shavuos, or a regular Tuesday turns into Rosh Hashanah, right? What do you get more excited about? You get excited to get up every single day? I don't think so. Do you get excited when Pesach finally comes? When you finally sit down at the Seder?
Yeah.
Of course you do. You get excited when you finally get to the beginning of the new year, Rosh Hashanah, with all the slichos beforehand that we got up early, finally the day is here? Of course we do. Ultimately, we get excited when things get out of the normative, regular, natural habits of life. So if one day, instead of just waking up in the morning, you wake up and you go on a field trip, then it's a high, it's an elevated time. On the other hand, I'm not so sure, everyone here gets excited every single morning when they go to Shacharis. So ultimately, the laning of Rosh Chodesh once a month allows us to basically sum up our Jewish experience. And we can divide our Jewish experience into two. We have the habit of every single day, what's called in Hebrew shigra. And then we have the highs of Yontiv or Rosh Chodeshes that come once in a while. And indeed, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is not detached from life, but rather expresses the reality of life, you have the Korban Tamid that's brought every single day, both in the morning and the afternoon. And when there's a special day, when there's an elevated and exciting day, what do you bring in addition to the korbanot that you bring every day? What did we add to our davening today? What was the extra amida called?
No, musaf.
What's musaf mean from the word nosaf?
In addition.
So ultimately what we have now is that ultimately on a Rosh Chodesh we reflect the two aspects of life. The regular, every morning you wake up, you brush your teeth, you do what you do. And then you have the exciting times. What's more important? What indeed allows the Jewish people to survive? If you want to ensure that your kids will continue to go ahead and keep our traditions alive and steadfast and perpetuating, how do you ensure it? Do you tell them, let's celebrate Rosh Chodesh together? Or do you say to them, let's go to Minyan every day? Obviously the answer is both. You need both. We can't just have life where every day is the same thing. You need to have a day which is a little different. There was a famous movie a few years ago about a guy who was like living in a fantasy world. And they were taping everything he did. What was it called?
Ultimately.
No. It was with...
It's like Gary he was Johnson. Living in a bubble and every
Gary
day started the same way. Yeah.
I forget.
He was living in a dome. So you can't live that way. The end of the movie is correct. When he walks out and he says, if I don't have... Every day he woke up in the morning and everyone was in the same place and everything was the same thing. And he got sick of it eventually. So ultimately we need both. But if you have to put it on a hierarchy and say, what's more important? What would you put as more important? Every single day getting up and having a cup of coffee with your wife and saying good morning, and at night saying good night to your wife? Or once a year for an anniversary taking her on a special trip? What's going to ensure the marriage?
Every day.
Rav Amital said many times, and he quoted a source that's in the Ein Yaakov, which is a beautiful interpretation, I would say the classical interpretation, to the Agadita of the Gemara. The Gemara has many, many judicial laws, but it also has philosophical stories called Agadita. From various stories, we learn various philosophical aspects of life. And basically, this Ein Yaakov was a very famous, famous Perush. As to this day, it's a famous Perush. As a matter of fact, many, many Jews used to learn Ein Yaakov between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It was an ancient Jewish custom. So in the introduction to the Ein Yaakov, he quotes a medrash that no one ever found. No one ever found the source of this medrash. It's not in a Tosfot somewhere, it's not in a Mechilta, it's not in a Midrash Rabbah, no one found it. You can go onto the Bar Ilan and try to look for it. I don't think you'll find it. I tried many times. But here's what the medrash that the Ein Yaakov quotes. The Tanaim came together, Rabbi Akiva and all his colleagues, and they asked the following question. What's the most important mitzvah? What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? So take a wild guess what they said.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. What is it, just by chance that we're obligated to say it twice a day? That was a suggestion. What else?
God spoke to Moshe saying.
God spoke to Moshe saying, Torah Min HaShamayim. Without Moshe, we have no Torah. Could very well be. I don't recall that was a suggestion, but a nice
maybe
suggestion.
Rabbi Akiva's thing about that, you know, for
the haftal reyacha kamocha. Finally, I believe in this medrash, Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that. It could be someone else. I have to look it up again. He says the most important commandment in the Torah is et akeves echad ta'aseh baboker ve'et akeves hasheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim. The most important pasuk is that every morning you bring the korban tamid. In the morning, and in the afternoon sacrifice. That's the most important mitzvah in the morning. Excuse me, in the Torah. How can that be the most important mitzvah in the Torah? There's nothing more important than that? Chametz on Pesach? Having a bris? No. Bringing every single day the korban. What do we learn from this? Explained Rav Amital. What we learn from this is that a habit of doing something every single day is far more important than the exciting, elevated times. Because an experience, by definition, is something that's short-lived. Take an example. You go and you see a movie. A fascinating movie, a wonderful movie, a clean movie. And you pay for it and you sit down and for 2 hours, the world can come to an end. You're into this movie. It was made amazingly. You're looking at it. You're feeling it. You're experiencing it. And you walk out of there and you're walking on clouds because you're still in the experience of the movie. And it begins to snow and hail. You're not feeling it because you're on the clouds. How long does that last for?
Till you get in your car.
Till you get into your car. There you go. Till you get into your car. Or until you get home. An experience, by definition, is important. But we can't build Jewish life only on experiences. Because experiences, by definition, are things that are short-lived. So you, of course, should take your wife out on your anniversary and do something special. And of course you should take vacations from time to time and elevate the normal habit of life. But don't think for a moment that because of a vacation once a year, you have a relationship with your kids if you ignore them every single day. And don't think for a moment that you have a good marriage just because you take your wife away once a year, if every single morning and night you don't say hello and good night and good morning. And don't think you have a relationship with God if you're only into the Pesachs and the Shavuoses and the Sukkoses of the year. You love the cheesecake on Pesach, you love the Knedelach on Pesach, you love the Knedelach on Shavuos, you love the cheesecake, and on Sukkos, you love the eating outside. If you think for a moment that that's going to ensure Jewish life, then you're mistaken. What ensures Jewish life, what roots it, is that the keves echad ta'aseh baboker, ve'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim. That, what ultimately makes and ensures that Jewish life continues throughout the year. And thus says the Ein Yaakov, in this famous Medrash he quotes, the Medrash ends by saying, he's right. Shema Yisrael aside, that's an experience of once, twice a day saying, I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. But consistently living a Jewish life, that ensures the Jewish people. Consistently, every single day saying, I'm Jewish, and I go to shul, or I daven, or I go to shul and daven. Some Jews do that too. Some Jew only one and not the other. And I keep mitzvot every single day. True, I don't get a high out of it. I don't feel, wow. But that's what ensures the Jewish people. The experiences are important because life would be boring without them. But what ensures the Jewish people's existence is the habit of doing it every single day. So ultimately, I believe that if you have to put it on a hierarchy, we have to say that both are important. But what is more important? Every single day. And I'm just going to add that if indeed you have a habit of davening every single day, then the special davenings of the year are even more special. But if you don't daven every single day, how are you going to enjoy a 4-hour, 5-hour Rosh Hashanah davening? It's going to be torture for you. If you don't have the relationship the entire year, how are you going to enjoy the benefits that come with that relationship? Because you don't even have a relationship all year. You're going to enjoy going on vacation with strangers? Of course not. If you have a relationship with your kids, then going on vacation together is beautiful. But if you have no relationship with your kids, if you never ask them what they're doing, then you're going on vacation with strangers. How enjoyable can it be to go on vacation with strangers? It's as bad as enjoyable as going on a plane. You sit next to two strangers. That's how enjoyable it is. If you call that enjoyable, I don't know what enjoyment is. So ultimately, what we're going to start to do in this particular class is talk about the religious experience. But before we talk about the religious experience starting on page 61 in the book, I wanted to today say that as important as religious experiences are, namely the highs, the elevated times of the year, it's vitally crucial, and I would even say vital, to remember that on a hierarchy, the habit of every single day is what ensures the Jewish people. And allow me just to end with a small little vort that you're going to remember very well every single time Shabbos and Yontif come out together. So every time Shabbos and Yontif comes out together, you're hopefully going to remember this, and you'll say, I remember what Rabbi Grunstein once said. Because there's something strange in the davening when Shabbos and Yontif come out together. We say, Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava, blah, 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 et Yom HaShabbat hazeh, ve'et yom, whatever it is, zman, whatever, or yom truah, or yom mechilah, or the mechilah slicha v'chapara on Yom Kippur, and what do we add if it's Shabbos? Be'ahava mikra kodesh. With love, you gave us this holy day of assemblage. Anyone mind telling me, why is there, I added ahava regarding Shabbos? Because when it's Shabbos and Yontif, you add in additional love.
It's extra.
Why is there extra love on Shabbos? There's no love of Yontif? We all love Yontif. We even said, Vatitananu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava, and you have given us with love, Shabbos and Yontif, at the beginning of that passage. Why is it at the end of the passage, only if it's Shabbos, we add in be'ahava, an additional love? Why is there extra love on Shabbos? So there's various interpretations given. Various ones. Each one legitimate. Yes?
Is it all connected to the Kohanim also give a bracha with a hava? Is it connected?
I don't think in this case it is. No? Any ideas? Extra love on Shabbos. What's
well,
love?
Well, it's just reinforcing that it's not just a hug, but that Shabbat is really special as well.
So we said it's Shabbos and Yontif.
It's a chag today.
Today's a chag, and we're going to say chag, but we also say it's Shabbos. Batita Lam Shemekah, we are Yom HaShabbat HaZeh, Ve'et, whatever. Right? And even at the end of the bracha, if you recall, we say, Kachenu V'mitzvotecha, etc. V'hanchileinu Hashem Elokeinu. Let's say Yontif. We say Be'ahava U'veratzon for Shabbos. Then we said Be'simcha V'sason for Yontif. Shabbat, U'moadei Kodshecha. Everything is equal. Except for here. Here, we add in extra love for Shabbos. Why is there extra love on Shabbos? I would like to suggest the reason is true love is not once a year going on an anniversary date. True love is not what you see in a Hollywood movie where they're crazy about each other. They can't keep their hands off each other. True love is consistently caring for someone else. Consistently cherishing something. Not wow, but rather every single day going to work to support your family. That's love. Every single day being concerned about your wife and kids or your husband and kids. That's love. True love is not the wow. True love is the Shabbos that comes when? Not once a year. Every single week. Therefore, Chazal, who made this beautiful davening, were very uncanny and amazing when they thought of it. They said, true love is Shabbos. That's why Shabbos needs an additional love. We love Yontif, but Shabbos has an additional love because true love, loved square, is something that you have every single day.
Well, I would link this to the thing because the Kohen has to bless with love every day.
That could be. That could be. That's nice. A Kohen has to bless with love every single day. Those in Chutz La'aretz listening to this class won't understand that. But in Israel, we duchen every single day. How do you do it with love every single day? After all, it's very difficult. True love is not the wow. That's a sensation. True love is doing something every single day. And it's difficult to do something every single day. Habits have a tendency to make life boring. And therefore we need the elevated times of a Rosh Chodesh and a Shabbos and a Yontif and a Purim and a Pesach, etc. But, if you have to put it on a hierarchy, true love is Shabbos. True, consistent Judaism is all year, every single day. And I'll just end by saying, if we understand this, then you can definitely understand that when and if you have an elevated time, a vacation, it's all the more enjoyable. Because you have a relationship the entire year, now your relationship is even better. If you don't have a relationship all year, then how is this better? If a guy never tastes sushi, doesn't know what it tastes like, and finally he tastes sushi, how much will he enjoy raw fish? But if he developed a taste for sushi, and here and there he takes a bite, and finally he has a big plate of sushi in front of him for his birthday, he'll appreciate sushi even more so, because he has a relationship all year. So too here. You'll appreciate the Rosh Chodesh, sis. And you'll appreciate the Yontivs of the year if you have a relationship all year. So God willing, we're going to start talking about Jewish experience, or what's called in Hebrew Chavaya Datit. But I wanted to first put out very clearly that as important as Jewish experiences are, what kept the Jewish people alive throughout the generations is that the keves echat ha'aseh baboker, ve'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim, consistency.